cost of Medupi has increased by more than 300 billion rand. This puts the cost at 145 billion rand for Medupi and 161 for Kusele, which is according to the Mail and Guardian report. Not only that, but Medupi only contributes to 8% of Eskom's total power generation.
No words.
Yeah.
Sure.
So this is where we sit right now with Medupi. It's just an absolute expense, and it's not getting us anywhere.
Yeah, and like, you know, we've come up with so many solutions, but it seems like it's not working. I don't know. It's a sabotage again.
In fact, not only that, but the power station comprises of 6 units with gross nominal capacity of around 80 megawatts each, resulting in a total installed capacity of 4,788 megawatts. In June 2019, Unit 3 and in November, Unit 2 reached commercial operation simultaneously to the national grid, which was synchronized, contributing a total of 4,000 megawatts on the national grid. It leaves one unit to be commercially available, which is Unit 1, which was synchronized in August 2019 and is currently feeding an average of 400 megawatts to the grid. But back in 2007, it was expected that the last of 3 units would be commercial in 2015. This puts the power station a total of 4 years behind schedule.
I feel like it was not maintained well, more than anything.
I feel like they were just not serious about it when they were building it, if it takes you this long.
True.
If you're going to tell me it's going to take me 2 years to build my house and 10 years later I'm still renting, what's the point? Seriously, what's the point?
And there are so many people to blame. We cannot blame one person and say the president. You know, there are so many presidents who have gone through, and the Eskom was still in shambles. I mean, maybe right now it's more seen because it's old right now, I like to believe. So I don't know.
But Medupi is brand new, that's the thing.
I said brand new.
Yes, Medupi is brand new. Medupi was built from scratch.
While he was president.
Well,
Jacob Zuma.
Yes.
Yeah.
My babu.
Yeah, you can say that again.
So, yeah.
Sure.
Hi. You know, I'm just gonna recommend we all go solar power.
Yeah, once.
Then at least that way, if we don't have power, we can blame it on partly cloudy weather or that uncle who uses all your appliances.